Yeah,
right.
dude, there's a lot of good FUPAs going around at the ice cream factory. That's a FUPA factory, really.
You put on a fucking tight jumpsuit, you are Foop City.
Dude.
Foop, dude. Camel toe Foop.
Dude, so my music teacher, one time, she had like a hanging, almost like an awning of a FUPA that would kind of like just come. She would wear like tight pants too, which is really weird. But the one, dude, I'll never forget this, dude. We were in music class. She bent over to pick up like an instrument, and her FUPA, no lie, you know, I can have witnesses attest to this. Her FUPA, like, just kind of like traveled downwards down to her, like, so she bent over. So we're like checking that ass out from behind.
Yeah.
Her FUPA, like, melted down and formed what looked like a dong in her spandex. And the whole class was like, like, I thought she had a dong, honestly. In my brain, when I was like a kid, I was like, oh my God, the music teacher has a fucking dong. Turns out now that I know about FUPAs, I'm like, no, her FUPA just fucking traveled downwards by gravity.
Just morphed.
Bent space and time, became a fucking dong. And we were just like, oh my God, she's a fucking dong.
Oh, man.
That was like the most insane FUPA stuff I've ever seen.
Fat lady teachers can develop sick FUPAs.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
There's a couple in my high school.
Yeah, they a lot of lady teachers can definitely fatten
up
pretty
hard. There
was
one lady that worked that was like, everybody liked her because she was like sweet. She was like fucking retarded. Like, the way she would talk to me was like, she'd be like, bad boy. You're being a bad boy. Like, oh, I don't like that.
How old
is
she?
Being bad. I don't know.
Dude, I like genuinely. She was old. I genuinely used to try to fuck my one teacher. I'd be like, you're so hot. She'd be like, get out of my class. I'm giving you a demerit. I said,
damn.
Shamelessly, dude. Oh, my God. Mrs. Grande, dude. She was so fucking hot. I would go
did
in
you ever
her
pull
class.
Off?
Huh?
You ever get?
She denied me every single time. I just watched Bill Bellamy, How to Be a Playa, and I was like, oh, dude, I just gotta go talk my fucking game to her. And I'd be like, oh, Mr. Grande, I think you're hot. And I'd like run away to the fucking my other class. Like, oh my God, oh my God.
She probably honestly was like,
she was genuinely very annoyed by me. I remember her. I remember like sensing like genuine disgust when I'd be like, oh, I think you're hot, Miss Grande. I was like this little chubby kid with braces, like, hey, what's up? So, like, we're going to hang out or what? Oh, and just, like, run away. Then I'd, like, walk by and turn the ceiling fans off in her classroom from outside. I'm pretty sure she hated me.
Yeah, that's a sick move, though.
Oh, dude.
Just walk in the classroom, like, turn off the lights or...
The ceiling fan thing was out in the hallway, like, way down. I would just be like, everyone's getting hot.
We had one lady that was crazy that we would just walk, because there's a door in the back and a door in the front of every classroom. You'd just walk through. Like, if you were walking down the hall, you would cut in,
walk through
her class.
Oh, my God.
And then we did a thing where you could see how many laps you could do while she was teaching.
What would she do? At first,
she was just oblivious.
Some teachers...
You could get, like, 20 laps.
You can tell when teachers lack the authority to, like... Dude, I watch it right now in school that I'm in. Like, there's one guy who, like, can't make people be quiet. And I'm just like, dude, I go right to grade school mode. I'm like, hit the fucking lights, dude.
Yeah.
Turn the lights out. That always worked. When everyone's fucking acting up, I'm like, hit the fucking lights.
Turn the lights off.
It's always in my grade school. There's like a light switch with like 7 lights on it. Just fucking hit them all down.
Undertaker time.
Yeah, dude.
He could pop up anywhere. If you turn those lights out, he's behind you.
For sure. That would get people. That would get people fucking. Dude, I used to, when I was in fifth grade, I had this period where I would like lay on the floor. Did I ever talk about this? I would spend as much time as possible. So we had like a dumb teacher in fifth grade, and I would put a pencil case on the floor and just lay there and be like, dude, I'm fucking laying on the floor right now. And I would spend like 30 minutes at a clip just laying on the floor. And then I started doing a thing where I'd crawl around the class while she was teaching. Dude, it was so fucking fun. It was like a secret mission. I was so fucking bored in school that I remember being
That's
like,
awesome.
I would crawl to like my cousin's desk and like pull his pant leg and be like, yo, what's up, dude? I'm fucking down here. And like crawl back over to my boy Bert and be like, yo, what's up, fucking Bert? What are you doing, dude? And they would be like, oh, what's Matt doing? Dude, it was I had so much fucking
I would always tell. My friend Matt would tell on people too. Like if you like fucked with him at all, he'd be like, he would scream. Oh my God, what is happening?
He's trying to brush his teeth.
That's our audio guy.
I know.
Continuing, even if he's not fucking up the audio now, he goes into another room and throws up.
What are you saying? Your boy Matt would tell
him? If you like fucked with him at all, he would like scream.
Oh
my
God.
Shane, stop!
That's such a sick move.
It is hilarious.
Was he doing it on purpose to get you guys in trouble? That's so fucking tight.
He would act like he was offended.
That's so fucking funny.
It is funny that you can tell when a teacher's dumb. Like, even as a kid, you can be like, oh, this person's dumb.
Yeah, it's crazy,
man. I can do whatever I want.
Dude, we had a full coup on our 8th grade teacher. People just, like, even, like, people's parents stopped being, like, I remember, like, my friend would get in trouble, and they're like, well, that lady's a fucking idiot. So they're like, whatever.
Yeah.
It was so fucking funny.
There was one lady. We had a lady in seventh grade. This is when, in seventh grade at my middle school, they separated the math classes between A and B.
Don't tell me about that, bro. That still fucked me up.
I got sent to the minors.
Dumb math, bro. I was just talking about that this the other day.
Getting sent to dumb math was such a harsh reality.
Dude, they did that to us. Yeah, I think math, they did reading earlier, and I remember knowing that I was not in the dumb reading class. Yeah. I was in like Houston McMillan. They used different textbooks for like, you know, different levels. I got pretty high up in reading. I was stoked. And then the math came in. I'm like, clearly I'm going to advanced math. And I got into dumb math, and I was like, fuck.
Yeah, seventh grade, I got sent to dumb math. And it was right when I had transferred schools. So, like, every day, every single day, I'd be like, excuse me, I think there was a mistake. I just transferred from Yardale, where I maintained a 4.0 grade point average. I should be in the dumb class. And she'd be like, this isn't the dumb class. I'm like, this is the dumb class.
Yeah, I was, like, genuinely upset because my cousin walked out. My cousin got selected for advanced math. And he, like, walked out and was like, oh. And I was just like, you motherfucker, dude. And then I was in dumb math at the bottom of the barrel in dumb math. There was a girl, I just would like literally just try to hand my test in as fast as I could. That was like my trick. I'm like, I'm not going to get him on the quality of this test, but I'm
speed.
But by God, this is going to be a fast one. And I used to try to take math tests as fast as I could. And I would get it all wrong. There was one girl in particular, like, I have to finish before her.
You got to beat her.
She was definitely like,
she was the leader of the dumb class.
I mean, she was like, they needed another class of her. She was like, she was having a tough, back in Catholic school.
But she was finishing as fast as possible, too.
No, she was taking her sweet old time. She would like,
oh, okay. She was like,
she could have got a doctor's note in terms of being dumb. They could have been like, they could have hit her with a Forrest Gump, like, your boy, your girl.
Yeah.
She's dumb. She should have been in like a special school.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy.
That was the worst, like, when people would hand in their test and you were like, I'm on the fucking first page, dude. What are you doing?
That's when I became a speed demon.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, this is the game we're playing. I see what's going on here. Yeah, or this. Like, what would happen to it? I would just like take forever and see her like on question 9. I'm like, I'm not getting. She was like retarded. So I'm like, like, that was a serious blow to the ego. That was like my competition in math. I'm like, yeah, dude. At least I beat her.
One time we were like, all right, everybody at this time start coughing. So whenever the clock hit that, everyone in the class would start coughing.
Why?
Just to fuck with this lady.
That's so fucking funny.
Like, doing that. Everyone. And then she was like, well, I don't know who put this together, but I'm just going to assume. She just named me and my friends.
I would love to see how I could do against. It's pretty crazy. When you're a teacher, you're dealing with a very unruly mob. I would love to see how hard I could quell like a bunch of fucking asshole kids just rising up against
me. You just have to smash
them. I feel like they wouldn't, though.
Nowadays, it must be tough. Yeah, if you smash a kid, you're getting in trouble.
Dude, I had a priest hit my head into a blackboard one time.
That's awesome.
He just walked by and went, shoved me into it. So I was talking shit.
What were you saying?
I think I talked about this before. I was talking about giving his niece was going to the school dance with like, he was like going to go. And I was like, I'm going to give her ecstasy, Father Bill. And he's like, okay. 2 minutes later, walked by and went, plaf, and hit my head. I was like, dang. I was like, oh, fuck. That's actually pretty funny.
Good for him.
It's tight that I was like, I'm going to give your niece ecstasy. I was like a sophomore. That was like the best thing I could come up with.
Still pretty good.
Because everyone
I'm gonna drug your niece.
Because everyone was like, yeah, your niece is coming? Oh, okay. I'm going to see her at the dance floor. And I was just like, I think I can raise.
I'm going to roofie her.
I could raise the stakes on this one.
I'm going to rape your niece. Hey, father.
Hey, father. But yeah, that was...
Dude, what was the guy... You told me the story before. It's so funny. You had a fucking priest that told everyone he was on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
Father Muckluck, dude?
Tell me this story.
I've never talked Muckluck on here.
I think you might have. I don't care. I want to hear it
bro,
again. Because this is so
father
funny.
Father Muckluck was... It was an insane priest. This dude was like... He used to literally... He was from the streets of Philadelphia. That's what he always say. From the streets of Philadelphia, boys. This guy was fucking
boys,
nuts.
Boys. Imagine talking to boys.
Dude.
Being like, listen, boys. This, let me tell you something.
Boys? And dude, he gave a speech every class and he'd be like, don't think that I'm not aware of what's going on out here. I'm from the streets of Philadelphia, boys. he would like move his arm and a pipe would slide out and he'd be like, I got tricks up my sleeve and slide the pipe back in. Dude, this guy was fucking nuts.
Wow.
He was just some like old crazy like Spanish guy from Kensington or wherever he was from. And he became an oblate of St. Francis de Sales, dude. Dude, he...
That's so sick. His journey is awesome, dude.
Every day,
the streets?
Dude, every day before...
Now he carries a pipe in his
He carries a fucking copper pipe.
Just to brag to kids?
Just to let kids know he's from the fucking streets.
I can fucking beat the shit out of somebody.
Basically, he's like, He was like, don't think I'm sweet. Because every class we started out with, he loved the Virgin Mary. This guy was like... Every class, we'd say our prayer, and he'd be like, what color flowers are we going to offer up to the Virgin Mary? And dude, we had a Spanish class, and the one guy would be like, negro. He'd stop. Everyone would be like, I just love it. Every man would be like, azul, father. And he'd be like, yes, good flowers. So William McMillan would go, negro. He'd go, no, boys.
No,
negro
boys.
Is the absence of color. Like, isn't white the absence of color? And he'd be like, he would just give you a look. If you stumped on anything, he'd go, what color are we going to offer, boy? Dude, this guy was the fucking man. So then, like, you could also give, like, little...
Finding out that black is negro in Spanish, what a big day.
Well, he was saying, he was, like, satanic, like, offering black flowers to Virgin Mary.
Oh, I thought you were just trying to say...
No, he wasn't just saying negro. He was trying to be, like, satanic. That was the thing. Like, before you go into his classroom, you draw a pentagram on the chalkboard and sit down, and he would come in and be like, boys! Dude, he would freak the... It was
He's
so
afraid of the devil.
Yeah, he witnessed exorcisms. He said he was there. Dude, this guy would tell us the most fucked up shit. And then the one time...
Man, it's funny. I thought that kid was being racist.
No. He was just being... We were just being satanic.
Well, we
were being ironically satanic.
Vividly remember being in class when I found out.
And you were just like...
Oh. I was like, damn, that's their word for it? Yeah, like, looking at my boys like, yo, you see? Look at the colors.
They're like, oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, dude. That was... what the fuck else did he... So my cousin had him before me. And he would go in after you do like the flower colors for the Virgin Mary. You could pray for people in your family. So me and him had a cold war where we like were saying like horrible shit about each other.
Yeah.
I told you about this.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Told me I was in a fucking gang.
So your cousin was like, pray for my cousin Matt. He's in a gang.
Well, I was like, Father, I'd like to pray for my cousin. He's smoking cigarettes after school. one dude raised his hand. He was like, pray for my grandfather, Father. He died in a chainsaw accident. He'd be like, oh, we'll say some. Dude, it was so fucking fun. This guy was out of his mind. But then he tried to say he was on Sports Illustrated. Someone looked it up. And we're like, yeah, dude, we have that year here. You're not on it. And he was like, I am too on it. And they're like, nah, you're not, dude.
Why did he say he was on it?
He was an Olympic rower. He told us he was a rower. So he was like basically a crew. He was like, boys, I was an Olympic rower. I went to college. I was in the Olympics. And they're like, what year were you in the Olympics? And he was like, blah, blah, blah. He's like, I was on the covers. He's lying. He lied to a bunch of kids. He was seen. They used to put us with senile priests. And there was like gay priests and senile priests. And that was pretty much.
Senile priests are the shit. They're the best dudes.
We had a guy who used to fall asleep. He was a guy who used to fall asleep during class. He would be teaching, like sit down and just be like. It was so fucking funny. That's such a bad model.
We had a guy that was like just a stoner. You could tell, like, he was just an old stoner.
Stoner priest?
No, this guy wasn't a priest. He was just an old hippie, and we would just fuck around every class. It was like reading where you would take turns reading, and whenever it got to my friend, I sat behind him. And I would just fuck with him the whole time and try to make him laugh the whole time. Tickle him and shit. And one time I was tickling him and the dude just spazzed. He just freaked the fuck out. Yeah, he had a wiffle ball bat that he always carried around.
What?
And he just started fucking wailing his desk as hard as he could. And he was like, would you take one thing fucking seriously? And it was like, holy shit. Yeah, he was cool his entire career. And spazzed on Joey Weaver.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, we had a good amount of, like, autistic dudes who were teachers, too.
This guy was, yeah.
There was two guys
who were like, oh, he's a stoner. He's autistic. Or he's a fucking hippie. I think he was an old autist.
They passed a lot of we had two guys, two autists. They were both the typing teacher. They, like, were in charge of all the technology, which, at a Catholic school, like, we had, like, a typing class.
Yeah.
And, like, information, some bullshit. I forget what it was.
Yeah, there's like brown keyboards, like faded.
But it was Mr. Horn and Mr. McGee, and they're both about like 5'3". They're these stout little dudes with like bowl cuts. Dude, one guy was bald, the other guy had a bowl cut, and like I took the one class
sick.
With Mr. Horn, and dude, it would just be like the guy would be talking, and like every 5 minutes someone would go, "Horn." I learned like pretty much next to nothing.
Or dude, yelling someone. Someone with a funny last name. There was a fucking. There was a big dog. This girl.
Yeah.
And we would scream her last name.
Oh my god.
She was a fucking thick bull. She was like huge.
Yeah.
Like she was like strong, dude. Damn. She looks like the fucking lady in Matilda.
The headmaster.
Yeah, and she was wearing like a Catholic school outfit.
It's hot.
So she was wearing like a long, it looked like a Celt. Because it was like past her knees. She was like 6'2".
Damn.
She was a beast, but her last name, we'd be like, Gruber. One time she was like running for, She was running for class president. And Weaver.
Oh, she was, wait, you went to a boy-girl school?
Yeah.
I didn't have girls in my school. I went to all boys.
She was running for president.
I thought she was a teacher.
And Weaver was in the back. The same kid who got in trouble. He yelled Gruber during the assembly. She was giving a speech. You just hear some kid in the back go, Gruber! He got, like, suspended.
Dude, I've been jealous of people's fucking big, strong girlfriends.
Really?
I've been seeing dudes out here with, like, fucking...
Just carrying around
big
bitches.
Yeah, big, strong girlfriends. I'm like, dude, I'm so fucking jealous.
True.
I need to get my girl in the gym.
I should
dude.
Find a big, strong lady.
I know, man.
My ex was, she got strong for
That's
a minute.
I need my girl.
Tell
to
you what,
jacked,
it takes you out
dude.
Of it.
What do you mean?
Sexually.
What? When they get big and strong?
I had a jacked baby for a minute. And one time I've talked about this. I was.
You gotta let them take control.
Hitting it from behind. And I was like, this looks like I'm fucking Clay Matthews.
Just really?
A jacked fucking back with blonde hair.
I remember a couple dudes in college figured out and they're like, yo. I'm just going to stop cutting out of the bullshit and just straight up asking chicks, like, do you want to fuck?
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know if that is
It's okay
too.
Now unless it's on Tinder. Now on Tinder, you can do that.
You can do that. And I
electronically,
think,
you can.
I think
too.
If you're both wearing, like, fucking snow hats inside with, like, a bubble vest, you can be like, do you want to fuck? And they're like, yeah, I'd like to fuck. But, like, if you're, like, a total fucking alpha dude and you go in and you're like, yo, you want to fuck instant 911? Like, dude, get this guy out of here, dude.
Yeah, if we say no, there's going to be a problem.
If you're wearing, like, a gray sweatsuit, dude, and you're like, you want to fuck?
Yeah, I'm glad
you're getting tackled by a bunch of chads, dude.
It's taking,
yeah, they'll try to stop you.
It's taking us a while to get to your gray sweatsuit. But
yeah, I feel like it's me from, like, a CYO, like, basketball coaching situation.
I stole
oh,
this.
Damn, he said you were a pedophile, dude.
No.
He said you were dressed
that's,
like
that's
a rapist.
That's a dog whistle for a pedophile. CYO basketball coaches.
Shout out Bison.
Way more likely to be pedos.
Bison was our CYO basketball coach.
Was he really?
Yeah, he's like just a...
Wait, he is now?
He was ours
what
in
happened?
High school.
How? How old
he
was he?
He's like 4 years older.
Is he geezer?
He was just hanging out in town.
Dude.
Coaching the fucking boys.
Nice. Our CYO basketball coach got into a little bit of trouble.
Oh, really?
A little bit of trouble.
Ooh. What do you
I do? Mean, look, allegedly, here's what happened. He was, he would host people overseas, like European dudes. And he'd always have like the hottest European, like 17-year-old, 18-year-old boys.
Mm.
And he used to DJ the school dances. So like he'd be like playing like, oh,
he's like
na,
Usher.
Na.
It's
yeah,
like,
dude.
Yo, yo,
he would like scream out.
So I was always wondering, I was always wondering, I'm like, damn, this guy like really like puts in a lot of effort to like make sure us kids can dance good and sweat playing some basketball. And then all of a sudden when I got older, I'm like, dude. Why would this guy always have hot young fucking kids at his house? Allegedly. One thing happened to another and, you know, shit went down.
What happened allegedly?
It was in the papers that, and this was after I was like telling people, I'm like, yo, what? There's something fucked up
Wait,
going on.
You
over
got
there.
Brought down by the fake news?
The fake news guy. Well, I'll tell the story as it was in the news and you guys decide. So, you know, all that stuff, you know, going on. And then the one of like the hot French kids was like discovered in the woods. And they like,
oh no!
They didn't die. They just
got lost.
They ran out of the house because allegedly this dude bought them alcohol underage and got them all drunk and then showed them his penis.
Wow!
And then they were like,
what kind of pussy runs away from that, dude?
Exactly, dude.
He ran into the woods.
I mean, this guy put you up. He's buying you cheap vodka.
Yeah, if he shows you his dick, just be like, all right, man, put that away.
He showed dong.
That should have been it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the French fucking revolted dude. He fucking surrendered to the police. He ran to the police, but then the story with the guy was just like, I didn't show them my dong. And they're like, did you give them alcohol? He's like, no, they might have been drinking. I definitely didn't show those guys my dong. And everyone's like, yeah, okay, bro. Yeah, okay. So that's the story. That's the tale. And then there was another guy in my school who got busted straight up child porn. His wife was the one, like, his wife was the one who would be like, separate yourselves, like, in the dance. She would be like, breaking us up. The one guy Predator was just spinning the tunes. The other guy's wife, who was breaking us up, her husband was at home just jacking the kids. And then we had an eighth grade teacher who got caught, like, telling, like, little girls to wear, like, what kind of underwear to wear to their under their dress. Yeah. We had, like, Toucher Alley.
Damn.
Our school was Toucher Alley, dude.
We had a Toucher to come out. A priest got named.
Really?
Fucking Father Pease, dude.
Father Pease?
Father Peasy. He was touching the little beesies. He was getting a hold of those baby beezers, dude. This is fucked up. They would take kids. I think it was Father Pease. I'm fairly certain.
Yeah.
I mean, he was definitely a toucher. Like, I'm not, like, just saying his name.
You're not going to get sued by the Catholic Church?
No, they would never
sue. They're probably backlogged with libel right now.
They would never sue one of their own, dude.
True that.
They know I support the Catholic Church.
They know you're an old regime.
Yeah, I'm the young pope, dude. Trying to bring it back.
Trying to get it back.
I'm
to the
sick
world.
Of all these homosexuals infiltrating the Catholic Church. The communists did infuse the Catholic Church with homosexuals.
I just read an article. That was on the Reddit. Someone wrote a thing about, like, the gay mafia and the Catholic Church.
It was probably O'Leary got on quick and was like, "Yeah, you're right. The homosexuals are ruining the church." I was like, "All right, dude, chill." But
I don't know. That's wild. I mean, if little boys are getting touched, one could safely say is like, well, someone's fucking the church up right now, and it's not fucking straight alphas, dude.
I mean, you definitely could be like, yeah, pedophiles.
The case could be made. Gay pedophiles are ruining the church. Or just pedophiles. I feel like pedophiles probably go both ways inherently. Do you think if you're fucking little kids, you're like, yo, I'm not fucking gay, dude.
I doubt there's
camp like that, right?
That are just,
I mean,
like,
there's definitely a few of those guys.
Pedo alphas?
Which is sick, dude.
Is there pedo alphas?
Being a pedophile alpha? I'd be like, dude, I only get the finest pussy.
I'm not with that little boy shit. I like little girls, bro.
You go to the monkey bars, dude, do some pull-ups. Be like, yo, you guys fucking see this?
But what are those little, like, metal horses on a spring? He's just fucking, like, jacking the shit out of
that. It's hard
as it gets. This thing can't fuck me the fuck off.
So this is what they used to take boys out on this, like, pontoon boat, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would fucking give them the business out there. And
on the pontoon?
Yeah, they would fucking take them out on the pontoon, dude.
That's funny because pontoons only go, like, 4 miles an hour. Yeah, he's just fucking...
On the mighty Susquehanna, dude, just taking them out there.
How many boys do you think fell?
I don't know, but they used to give them necklaces so that the other priests could fucking ID them and be like, that's one.
Whoa.
I can get that one.
What?
That's the rumor. That's the rumor going around.
Oh my God.
That's the rumor.
What was the necklace
I still support
like?
The Catholic Church.
Are there
dude.
A lot of pontoon boats on the Susquehanna River?
Yeah, dude, the pontoon
really?
Boats. Yeah.
What was the necklace?
So it's not
it's
like
kind
a
of
weird
a, it's a real shallow
be,
river. It's a yeah, shallow river.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you got to get those pontoonies.
Like, it's the cum table surprise, dude. Yeah. What, was it like a shark tooth necklace?
Yeah.
That's sick, dude.
It was a fucking big ass megalodon tooth, dude. Just depends on how deep you.
Oh, dude, that would suck. Once you wear that necklace, you have no idea what's going on. Next thing you know, you're like, someone's inviting me out again.
Yeah, these priests sure are friendly.